You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into the PFF NFL Daily, today discussing Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love, and the Green Bay Packers. And what is next after everything we saw on Sunday night? The Packers fell to 4-8. Aaron Rodgers with a second fairly significant injury. We've got the thumb. Now we have the oblique slash ribs. And Jordan Love comes in on Sunday Night Football and looks good on 9 passes. But he looked good for the first time ever in his career. So, of course, the questions are, okay, what's next for the Packers? Is Aaron Rodgers done in Green Bay? Should he want to move on? Do the Packers want him to move on? Should Love come in? What do you do? It's like the beginning of Wedding Crashers. What's happening here, Sam?
I mean, I think the key is, yeah, look, Jordan Love looked very good when he came in for really the first time that we've sort of looked at it and said, oh, wow, maybe Jordan Love could actually be something. Previously, when he's come into the game, it's been like, this doesn't look like it's going to be a Favre to Rodgers handoff the way it was the last time. This looks like it might be a bumpier path when Aaron Rodgers finally hangs him up. For the first time, that looked different. Now, as you said, it's 9 dropbacks, right? That is almost in the meaningless realm of sample sizes for the NFL. Where I think it becomes more interesting is if Rodgers is forced to miss some time with this oblique rib thumb combination of injuries he's dealing with right now, and all of a sudden you get a couple of starts from Jordan Love and he looks the same. If Jordan Love continues to look good in those few starts, now I think you have an interesting dynamic for the Green Bay Packers and the symmetry of, you know, Jordan Love potentially becoming Rodgers to Rodgers Favre all these years later is mind-blowing, particularly when you factor in that the Jets need a quarterback all of a sudden. So that, to me, is interesting. If it doesn't happen and we don't see any more of Jordan Love, I think you're still, like, Rodgers is still your guy.
Yeah, so there's a lot of angles to take here. I mean, so let's take it from Aaron Rodgers' perspective. I posed this question on the PFF NFL podcast today. Does he retire? Like, is he more or less likely to retire? I don't know if he's ever actually been thinking about retirement other than, yeah, you kind of take it year to year. He's 39 years old. It always has to cross your mind. But has Rodgers actually been close to retirement? And as badly as the season has gone, I don't think he goes out like this, right? Because he's still physically there. We talked about that on the show. He's still physically there. He can still make those throws. Even last night with the terrible thumb that he said was terrible. He's still able to make big time throws that Aaron Rodgers is capable of making. I could see him being competitive enough that he wants to come back next year. Now, does he want to go somewhere else? Does he want to go to a team like the Jets where there's a distinct need? We've seen how well that offense runs when it's not Zach Wilson at the helm. Imagine adding Aaron Rodgers there, facilitating the Jets offense, say. I feel like that's where Aaron Rodgers' heart's going to be, is maybe somewhere else where he could have that one last Super Bowl push still.
No, I do think he wants to keep playing. I think Rodgers is somebody that's acutely aware of when time is done. You know, when he's physically not able to do it, I think Rodgers will actually walk away pretty readily, as opposed to some other quarterbacks that have to be shown the door at that point. You know, it's like, hey, you might want to come back, but let's face it, you're not able for this anymore. So we're kind of going to make the call for you. I think Rodgers will be aware of when that time is, but I agree. I don't think he wants to go out in a down year. I also think he still believes he can win a second Super Bowl. And I think for Rodgers, getting that second ring is important. And I think for his legacy, it's kind of important. As stupid as it sounds, and it really shouldn't affect things, that second ring changes people's opinion of quarterbacks. It was the same with Peyton Manning. You know, it was the same, like Eli Manning put himself into a different conversation because he got a second ring, and it wasn't just, hey, you managed to shock the Patriots that one time. It changes the way teams look at, or players, teams, everybody views quarterbacks. So Rodgers has this incredible legacy, but it's not tainted, but it's lingering over that, you know, is the fact that he only got one ring. You know, arguably the greatest quarterback of his generation got that one ring, and that's not enough. He's going to be shooting for that second one. As long as he can still do it, I think he's going to try and keep going.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. It's my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Check it out. Right now, everyone can earn up to 100% boost with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Just go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, place the same-game parlay, and combine multiple bets like which team will win, player props, point totals, and more. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win big. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code PFF. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PFF. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. There was no awkward pause there. I didn't hear anything.
No, not
at all. Mm-hmm. Here's what's interesting, Sam. Does Aaron Rodgers have faith in the Packers given the way this season has gone, right? Like the whole narrative coming into the year was, okay, we lost Devontae Adams, but we'll have the defense. This will be the best defense you've had in 10 years. This is your Super Bowl winning defense. You're Aaron Rodgers. You could drag a few rookies to the promised land, even if the offense takes a step back. But the reality is the offense has taken a massive step back, not a small one. And the defense has been atrocious when it comes to stopping the run. And it's just getting worse and worse every single week. So I wonder if Aaron Rodgers, even with the emergence of Christian Watson, I don't know if Rodgers is going to have enough faith in the Green Bay situation that that's the place where he can maybe win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, there's been this weird tension between Rodgers and the Packers for a few years anyway. You know, are they really giving him the help he needs? Did they draft his replacement in Jordan Love? Like, are they actively trying to piss the guy off? What is going on here? But that was sort of before he responded to the Jordan Love thing with back-to-back MVP years and changed the whole narrative, and then they re-upped the contract and they really want him there. But now all of a sudden it's kind of unspooled again, and you're in this situation where I really think it comes down to what Jordan Love is. Like, if he's able to show them that he really is the next guy, we've reached this point in Rodgers' career now where the Packers have to start trying to find a way of making that transition for exactly the same reasons that happened when it was Rodgers and Favre. Because at some point, like the rookie deal, you know, you're running out of years, you're running out of cheap money, and you're going to have to re-up that guy to a big contract starting pretty soon. So the Jordan Love clock is already ticking. And if Rodgers is going to start delaying that whilst there's other problems around, like, that's not going to fly. So I think you look at the contract situation, and, you know, if you look just in sort of broad numbers, it looks like Rodgers has this $100 million dead cap hit if they trade him. That's only if they pick up, you know, if they activate the option on the deal. Functionally speaking, it's the Matt Ryan deal, right? It's if Green Bay trades Aaron Rodgers after this year, it's probably a $40 million dead cap hit, which, look, let's face it, that's not small, right? It was the largest dead cap hit that any team had ever taken on when Atlanta traded away Matt Ryan, but it's doable, particularly if you have a young quarterback waiting in the wings that you think can take over and succeed. So I think there's a very real chance that Green Bay could be tempted into trading him if they see something from Jordan Love and he gets an opportunity.
So that's my next question, right? Is what's Green Bay's play here? They're sitting here at 4-8. You have Matt LaFleur saying, hey, I want Aaron Rodgers to play if he's healthy and good enough to go. He could barely even, you know, throw a bubble screen without cringing on Sunday night. So I think Rodgers is probably going to miss some time. We're probably going to get a look at Jordan Love, and it might be Jordan Love for the rest of the season. It might be five more. It's only five games left, right? It might be Jordan Love for the rest of the season. He looked good in the limited time, right? The arm talents, quick decision making, nine throws, take it for what it's worth. But yes, we might be able to actually see a little bit of Jordan Love and see if this is the move the Packers want to make. And it's an easier pill to swallow if you feel good enough about Jordan Love And then you just move on, right? Start going to that next phase, eat the $40 million, and find a suitor for Aaron Rodgers. Unless Rodgers retires.
Yeah, but I also agree.
Jordan Love anyway.
Right. I also agree generally with the idea that this is Rodgers' ship to steer as long as they're mathematically in the playoff hunt this year. I think if the second they're eliminated officially, then they should turn to Jordan Love whatever happens. Like, even if Rodgers is 100% healthy, doesn't matter. The season's done. Yeah. Let's see what we have in Jordan Love. But as long as they still have a chance of making the playoffs and as long as Rodgers is prepared and willing to battle through injuries, then I think it's their best bet. I mean, we saw in that game that even when Rodgers could barely function, it was like the Justin Herbert thing earlier in the year, literally the play that I tweeted, oh, that guy, Justin Herbert can't even function. Get him out of there. Then he delivers like a bomb deep down the field. It's like, wow.
Fourth and one laser.
That's why you leave him in there. Rodgers, the same thing. Like every throw he attempted, he's like doubling over in pain after it, but he could still make the throws.
And Rodgers said, if we are mathematically eliminated, I'm open to the conversations about not starting. I saw some people read that as what kind of leadership is that? I'm reading that as that's doing well by the Packers, basically saying, hey, I know it's in the Packers' best interest to look at Jordan Love if we can't make the playoffs. So I think that part makes sense.
I think it's also a decision that would be taken out of his hands anyway.
Yeah, it's not him. I mean, yeah, right. It's not Rodgers at that point, but
yeah.
I think the Packers, who the heck knows what can happen in the NFC. If they do run the table, win the last five, go 9-8, any team in the NFC could maybe make a little bit of a run, but I think it's a little too late at this point for the Packers. So any final predictions here on what happens with Rodgers and the entire situation?
I think it all comes down to what we see from Jordan Love. If he gets a few games and he looks legit in those few games, then I think Green Bay probably finds a way of moving on from Rodgers in the offseason. If he doesn't, I think we probably get at least one more year of Rodgers.
All right, I'm good at predictions this year, so I'll make one. Yeah. Rodgers going to the Jets or somewhere else next year. Jordan Love is going to look good whenever he gets in there, whether it's this week or the next five. And the Aaron Rodgers era in Green Bay might just be over. The PFF NFL Daily.